Part 1.
You will hear a new student, Stefan, talking to an assistant, Anna, at the student union about his membership.
Hi, can I help you?
Yeah, I hope so. This is the first time I've been down to the union. I'm a new international student and I just wondered what to do.
Oh, right. Well, normally we ask international students to fill out this form and we put your details on the wall by reception. Then other students can contact you. It's a way for everybody to get to know each other. It can be a bit lonely otherwise.
Oh, I see.
What's your name? I'm Anna, by the way.
It's Stefan Unger.
Okay, well, just write that there next to name and then fill in the rest.
Right. What does it mean, degree program?
Just if you are an undergraduate or a postgraduate. Or maybe you're just here for a short course?
I'm a postgraduate. Do I need to say what in?
Not really. It's too much detail. But you should put your department, so people who have the same interests or problems as you can get in touch.
So I'm studying marine construction, so for department, do I put down the science faculty then?
Just your actual department. That must be engineering, no?
Oh, I see, yes.
Then if you list what you like doing in your free time, not that we ever get any when we're studying, and maybe you can meet up with someone socially, or to join a club or something.
Well, I like lots of things. Shall I just list them?
My advice is to just put one or two, like football and films or whatever. Otherwise, you'll get so many invitations, you won't get any time to work.
Okay. I think I'll just list computer games, as that's my big interest.
Oh.
I haven't played football for ages. I may start to play once I get settled. Now, let's see. Next thing is languages.
Yes, we find many of the international students get a bit tired of speaking English all the time. Sometimes they like to speak to someone in their own language. It's up to you.
That is a good idea. I presume I don't need to put English down.
Oh, no. I put Italian and French.
I can only speak German, my mother tongue.
Okay, well, that's fine. Just put that.
What does accommodation mean? Is that my address?
We're trying to find similarities between people, and some people live in hall, some are in flats, some are in bedsits. So it helps if you say.
I'm in hall, though I'd like to be in a flat, but that won't happen till the end of the first term.
Put where you are now. You can always change it later. Then finally, just put your phone number.
I haven't really got one. I haven't sorted out a mobile yet.
Well, it's going to be difficult for people to contact you then, isn't it?
Mm.
Why don't you put the union one and we'll take messages for you?
Okay.
It's 02950659003. Have you got that?
Yes.
Okay then.
Now listen again.
Hi, can I help you?
Yeah, I hope so. This is the first time I've been down to the Union. I'm a new international student, and I just wondered what to do.
Oh, right. Well, normally we ask international students to fill out this form, and we put your details on the wall by reception. Then other students can contact you. It's a way for everybody to get to know each other. It can be a bit lonely otherwise.
Oh, I see.
What's your name? I'm Anna, by the way.
It's Stefan Unger.
OK, well, just write that there next to name and then fill in the rest.
Right. What does it mean, degree programme?
Just if you are an undergraduate or a postgraduate. Or maybe you're just here for a short course?
I'm a postgraduate. Do I need to say what in?
Not really. It's too much detail. But you should put your department, so people who have the same interests or problems as you can get in touch.
So I'm studying marine construction, so for department, do I put down the science faculty then?
Just your actual department. That must be engineering, no?
Oh, I see, yes.
Then if you list what you like doing in your free time, not that we ever get any when we're studying, and maybe you can meet up with someone socially, or to join a club or something.
Well, I like lots of things. Shall I just list them?
My advice is to just put one or two, like football and films or whatever. Otherwise, you'll get so many invitations, you won't get any time to work.
OK. I think I'll just list computer games, as that's my big interest.
Oh.
I haven't played football for ages. I may start to play once I get settled. Now, let's see. Next thing is languages.
Yes, we find many of the international students get a bit tired of speaking English all the time. Sometimes they like to speak to someone in their own language. It's up to you.
That is a good idea. I presume I don't need to put English down.
Oh, no. I put Italian and French.
I can only speak German, my mother tongue.
OK, well, that's fine. Just put that.
What does accommodation mean? Is that my address?
We're trying to find similarities between people, and some people live in hall, some are in flats, some are in bedsits. So it helps if you say...
I'm in hall, though I'd like to be in a flat, but that won't happen till the end of the first term.
Put where you are now. You can always change it later. Then finally, just put your phone number.
I haven't really got one. I haven't sorted out a mobile yet.
Well, it's going to be difficult for people to contact you then, isn't it?
Mm.
Why don't you put the Union one and we'll take messages for you?
OK.
It's 02950659003. Have you got that?
Yes.
OK then.
Part 2.
You will hear a psychologist being interviewed about friendship. Choose the answer A, B, C, or D, which fits best according to what you hear.
And now Sarah Brown is here to talk to us about her latest book, Patterns of Friendship. Sarah, you found that there are quite noticeable patterns in the way that people make friends.
Absolutely. For example, friendship becomes important quite early on, in children as young as three. But up to about five, children have what you could call unchosen playmates, based, quite practically, on what's available. They can't exactly go out to look for them. often the children of their parents' friends or family relations. And it's actually quite an egoistic relationship at this stage. There may be frequent quarrels over possessions, toys and so on.
Yes, yeah, so you think they'll play together happily, sharing their toys, and the next thing you know, one's in floods of tears and you have to sort it out.
Yes, but by the time the child's about five, it starts to change. Once they're at school, children begin to choose their own playmates. Other children in the same class or living nearby, maybe in the same street. And they start to cooperate more. But friendship's still a way of serving self-interest, and friends are expected to keep to certain rules.
Yes, I've noticed with my own kids that they can get really upset with their friends.
Yes, exactly. And this carries on to 8 or 10 years old. But gradually they begin to be able to see things from other people's point of view. And this marks the point at which the child is beginning to acquire knowledge of social relationships.
And how do they develop these social skills?
Well, from 12 onwards, as they enter adolescence, children are beginning to stand on their own feet. The influence of their parents tends to decline, and they feel the need for a close friend, nearly always with someone of the same sex. They're looking for friends who are people they admire, who they see as similar to the sort of person they'd like to be. And these friendships take on great importance. Friends have got to be trustworthy, and friendships are very exclusive. But at the same time, there's the group thing. They're developing networks of friends, having fun together.
So they go to clubs and cafes in big groups.
Yes, and spend a lot of their free time together. And this continues for some years. So young adults from 18 to 25, or when they get married, have close friendships like adolescents and may see their friends every day and spend hours on the phone.
I suppose that for most of us, this is probably the period when our circle of friends is at its widest, isn't it?
Yeah.
But is it affected by marriage?
Oh, yes, quite considerably. The couple may move away, they may have children. Friends still see one another, but instead of every day or every week, they might get together once a month or just at special times, parties and so on.
And what about new friends?
They may make some, but they tend to be based more on neighbourhood and work contacts, and they're often less intimate than the friendships formed earlier on.
So less in the way of sharing secrets and confidences.
Yes, exactly. And in middle age, between 55 and 65, or even older, after retirement, people take on new friends even less easily. At this time of life, they hold on to earlier friendships, which are often more intimate than the more recent ones, even though they see these older friends less often. Friends now aren't based so much on neighbourhood. They can be with people of any age. And ironically, when they give up work, there's a further decline in contacts with friends.
Really?
Yes, because of transport difficulties, illness, that sort of thing. They're more likely to turn back to their families at this point. Full circle, as you might say.
Sarah Brown, thank you.
Thank you.
Now listen again.
You will hear a psychologist being interviewed about friendship. Choose the answer A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear.
And now Sarah Brown is here to talk to us about her latest book, Patterns of Friendship. Sarah, you've found that there are quite noticeable patterns in the way that people make friends.
Absolutely. For example, friendship becomes important quite early on in children as young as three. But up to about five, children have what you could call unchosen playmates, based quite practically on what's available. They can't exactly go out to look for them. Often the children of their parents' friends or family relations. And it's actually quite an egoistic relationship at this stage. There may be frequent quarrels over possessions, toys and so on.
Yes, yeah, so you think they'll play together happily, sharing their toys, and the next thing you know, one's in floods of tears and you have to sort it out.
Yes, but by the time the child's about five, it starts to change. Once they're at school, children begin to choose their own playmates. Other children in the same class or living nearby, maybe in the same street. And they start to cooperate more. But friendship's still a way of serving self-interest, and friends are expected to keep to certain rules.
Yes, I've noticed with my own kids that they can get really upset with their friends.
Yes, exactly. And this carries on to 8 or 10 years old. But gradually they begin to be able to see things from other people's point of view. And this marks the point at which the child is beginning to acquire knowledge of social relationships.
And how do they develop these social skills?
Well, from 12 onwards, as they enter adolescence, children are beginning to stand on their own feet. complete. The influence of their parents tends to decline, and they feel the need for a close friend, nearly always with someone of the same sex. They're looking for friends who are people they admire, who they see as similar to the sort of person they'd like to be. And these friendships take on great importance. Friends have got to be trustworthy, and friendships are very exclusive. But at the same time, there's the group thing. They're developing networks of friends, having fun together.
So they go to clubs and cafes in big groups.
Yes, and spend a lot of their free time together. And this continues for some years. So young adults from 18 to 25, or when they get married, have close friendships like adolescents and may see their friends every day and spend hours on the phone.
I suppose that for most of us, this is probably the period when our circle of friends is at its widest, isn't it?
Yeah.
But is it affected by marriage?
Oh, yes, quite considerably. The couple may move away, they may have children. Friends still see one another, but instead of every day or every week, they might get together once a month or just at special times, parties and so on.
And what about new friends?
They may make some, but they tend to be based more on neighbourhood and work contacts, and they're often less intimate than the friendships formed earlier on.
So less in the way of sharing secrets and confidences.
Yes, exactly. And in middle age, between 55 and 65, or even older, after retirement, people take on new friends even less easily. At this time of life, they hold on to earlier friendships, which are often more intimate than the more recent ones, even though they see these older friends less often. Friends now aren't based so much on neighbourhood. They can be with people of any age. And ironically, when they give up work, there's a further decline in contacts with friends.
Really?
Yes, because of transport difficulties, illness, that sort of thing. They're more likely to turn back to their families at this point. Full circle, as you might say.
Sarah Brown, thank you.